It's time for another Cultural Roundup. I'm Lucinda Jolly, your host and guide, freelance arts writer for Business Day and the head of journalism at City Varsity. The architect in the book Consolation by French writer Anna Gavaldas says this about drawing. When there's something you do not understand, something that escapes you, is beyond you, draw it. Even poorly, even just a rough sketch. When you aim to draw something, it obliges you to sit long enough to observe it. And if you observe it, you'll see that you've already understood it. But how many listeners were told they couldn't draw? Or were told that their drawings were just not good enough? Professor of Art and American Culture at the Washington University, D.B. Dowd, has just published a book titled Stick Figure, which suggests we've got drawing all wrong. He says drawing isn't about drawing well, it's a tool for learning. It's process rather than performance. It helps us think better, makes us slow down, be patient, pay attention. Dowd even goes so far as to claim that drawing makes us better humans, in the sense that it trains us to wrestle with evidence and challenge assumptions. But this isn't about Prof. Dowd, but Leonard Shapiro. Leonard has an honours degree in fine arts from UCT, as well as a BSoc Sci, and he's a teacher of a system of drawing called haptico-visual observation and drawing, which includes touch. He's currently running drawing courses for medical practitioners and students, and he says most of what medical students see are Leonardo's prints, so it's no wonder you want to give up before you've even started. Welcome, Leonard.
Thanks, Lucinda.
So at 50, you had this sort of epiphany. In fact, you said that when you look back at your life, it's as though you've been moving towards this point and teaching method all the time. Could you elaborate?
Yeah, you know, when I turned 50, I was literally sitting in the courtyard of my house. And I thought, you know, I'm taking up space and I'm using air for free. And I'm drawing and I'm teaching drawing, but I'm not actually contributing to the positive evolution of humanity. And this is what I wanted to do. So I thought, what assets do I have? And I realized, I teach drawing, so let me teach it for the benefit of medical science. In that way, we'd make better doctors. There can be interesting surgical techniques discovered all through seeing better. Because primarily, I teach observation, deep observation, through this method, which involves sight, of course, but very much, very importantly, involves touch. It includes touch because we gather so much information through our hands. Our hand takes up a huge part of the sensory cortex of the brain. So we navigate our world, even though we don't realize it, we navigate our world so much and we explore objects through touch. So I got into this and it's taken off and it's been embraced by science.
So what exactly is this haptico-visual observation?
Well, it's really, I had to make a medical term for it, for papers and that which we've written. So haptics literally means touch. Haptico-visual is touch and sight observation, plus with a simultaneous act of drawing, or what I really prefer to call mark-making. Because people get so intimidated, as you were saying, that they can't draw.
Now, what makes this system novel? I mean, we've had drawing with the right side of the brain, or with the left side of the brain, etc., drawing with stick figures, and now you come along with yet another system.
Right. So, haptics has been researched since 1968 by two professors at Queen's University in Canada. That's Professor Roberta Klatsky and Professor Susan Lederman. And they have shown that how haptics, how touch, how we naturally engage in what they call exploratory procedures. We naturally do certain things to understand an object, like lateral stroking.
And at this
grasping.
Point, Leonard is stroking his
teacup, warming my hands on it. So what? Why this is novel is that, sure, people draw things. People look and draw, and they observe through looking. But this involves the sense of touch coupled with the simultaneous act of mark-making, of gesture drawing in particular. So that's what makes it novel, that we are observing an object through through feeling it, through gathering data about it, through gathering information about its three-dimensional form. And in order to reinforce that, we are making marks on paper at the same time as we're feeling. So we feel with the one hand and we make marks at the same time with the other. And it reinforces, it gives us a visual, a mental picture of the object in our mind, and that mental picture stays there. We can refer to it again and draw it out again.
So just take us through very briefly some of the stages. So if I'm a medical student and I can't draw and I've got to draw, I come to you, what do you make me do? Very briefly.
So the first thing we do primarily is to get our, what we call the upper limb, basically your arm and your hand. Because normally we make, if I ask you to scribble, normally if I ask people to scribble, they will just make repetitive marks, automatic gestures. So I get the students or the medical professionals to make marks that are much more spontaneous, that are much more fluid and non-repetitive. And that enables them to make fluid marks, which they need to make when they are touching, say, a bone, a humerus, or feeling the empty space in the skull. So I sort of choreograph the person into being able, enable them to make these sort of spontaneous, non-repetitive movements. Then I get them to, I teach with a hammer. I mean, everybody feels this 200-gram hammer. It's just easy to work with. We do it with our eyes closed. We feel it. And then we feel and draw it.
Now, you make a fairly startling claim. You say that every single person has been able to draw after this process.
Every single person is able to draw. And after this process, they are completely able to draw. And I mean, I could show you pictures and of the incredible drawings that students do, to which artists actually look and say, my goodness, are these medical students? And they are.
And on that note, we're going to leave Leonard, my guest Leonard Shapiro, who's the drawing teacher of his specially organized course by himself, Haptico Visual Observation and Drawing Method for Anatomy Study, and he's running workshops for medical professionals and students. And you can contact him to have a conversation about it on 0825530824 if you wish, or to book, and you can get him on email, Leonard.Shapiro, Shapiro, at uct.ac.za. FMR 101.3.